Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about the first female factory building where Prince Alfred Park now stands.
The original factory was the top floor of the jail in Prince Alfred Square. It was 80 feet long by 20 feet wide, and it was established for 30 women. Unfortunately, there was more than 30 women staying there. There was no sleeping quarters or anything for them. They had to sleep on what they were working with, which was greasy wool or flax, because it was a factory. They spun the wool and they had it woven into fabric for the colony, and that's what was used to make the slops for the convicts. And some of the settlers would bring their wool in and they would spin it and weave it, and the settlers would pay to have it done. At one stage, there were 200 or 300 women connected with this factory. Because it was overcrowded, the magistrates said that anyone that was sent there by the magistrates had to stay there, but anyone that was sent from the ship could go out and get their own accommodation. Unfortunately, that led to a lot of them being sent to the factory anyway, because they had to pay for their accommodation and they had to earn the money whichever way they could. And a lot of that didn't go over with the magistrates very well. So 1816, after Samuel Marsden pushed to have a new factory built, because what was there wasn't standing up to all the wear and tear, they asked for tenders to build a new factory for 300 women. Frances Greenway got the job of designing, of tendering for the new building. And it was built between 1818 and 1821. On the 1st of February 1821, the ladies from the old factory marched up to the new factory in Fleet Street.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta Female Factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.